90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Hello, friends. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name is Liz. Welcome back to my show. Happy to have you here. Hello to my friends, everyone that's listening. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you to all the listeners who are about to be my friends because you think that I have great music taste. I've got some rock cued for us to play. As you listen to my show, you're going to notice that every week I've got some different music playing. I generally just whatever I am feeling that week, but also sometimes cater to what my guest is interested in. I've got a few people out in the studio hanging out, and I might pull one of them in for a surprise guest appearance after a few songs. We'll see. I've got a hardcore punk band coming out of Los Angeles to play some songs for you. It's called Military Gun. Their 2023 album, God Save the Gun, I've got three songs for you guys to play. And then I've got a fourth song from their newest album, Life Under the Sun. So my blood is pumping. I'm ready for some hardcore punk. I'm ready for some rock. Are you ready for some rock? Let's go, guys. Let's go.
What? thin disguise. I thought I could hide from you, but I'm still inside all the time. Always knew I'd be shot down, didn't need you to lie.
Leo.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. My name is Liz. You just heard the band Military Gun coming from Los Angeles in the United States. The most recent song you heard was Very High Under the Sun from their new album Life Under the Sun. And the three prior to that, in reverse order, are God Save the Gun, Throw Me Away, and Fill Me with Paint from their album, 2023 album, God Save the Gun. I've been enjoying some rock recently. My friends may know me as primarily listening to hip-hop. I'm a hip-hop head personally in my private life, I grew up on a ton of different genres. My parents raised me on everything from Louis Armstrong to Genesis. I grew up with a brother 10 years older than me who taught me the ways of making my own mix CDs, and I inherited his old CD Walkman. Me scrolling through his iTunes library and picking out songs based on their titles, which ended up in mixed CDs with a smorgasbord of genres and songs stuck together that you would not typically hear next to each other on a CD. So I grew up with quite a diverse genre listening habits. I had one of my favorite bands of all time is Led Zeppelin as well. And also one of my long-term bands, Canadian CanCon, and recent new music as well. Mother, huge fan. And then on top of that, like, I have other bands that I'm, and musical artists that I'm interested in from other genres as well. But by far my biggest genre that I like is hip hop. But I worked in the Fraser Valley this summer, and I have been working in the Fraser Valley for the last few summers. Otherwise, I do primarily spend my time in Coquitlam and Burnaby. And, in the Fraser Valley, there's a heck of a lot more country music listeners. I've been having some country music appreciation every summer now for a few summers, and it's been getting me back into classic rock. It's been getting me back into some mom rock, as I've been called as well. That I've when I've shared my music taste with people here at the radio recently, I got prescribed the label of mom rock personality, which I'm okay with. So I've been expanding my listening habits outside of primarily hip hop, back to rock, exploring electronic again. I'm going to read out to you guys a few of my Spotify playlist names, actually, just to show you my variety. My old hip hop playlist that was like 27 hours long, is called Hard in the Raps, which is a play on Waka Flocka Flame's Hard in the Paint. And the Spotify cover album art, or the Spotify playlist cover is Waka Flocka Flame. I love that. I also have 2000s girly bangers, because I am a forever Britney Spears stan. I also have 60s bops and 70s jams for classic rock and that era of funk and soul, and disco as well. I've got Control Alt Delete as my alt music, alt rock slash indie rock playlist. And then a few others, one of which is as well, one of my electronic playlists is, the name is simply three emojis of the heart on fire, and the cover art is a vaporwave NCR Ranger from Fallen in Vegas. If there's any Fallout appreciators in the chat, we just became friends again. Even more. Thanks for listening, guys. I also had a bit of an ABBA summer. I've been listening to music that is trying to make me feel good and feel dance and more dancey and more positive, as you may otherwise hear on some of my other weekly shows. I generally play music that's sort of either uplifting or is bouncy or jazzy or something to get you moving a little bit. I've been kind of straying away from the harder sounds in the last few months as well. Something in me was feeling for some hard rock this week. So I've been enjoying that. And so I hope you guys enjoyed Military Gun. And I did put that in my rock playlist. The rock playlist by the my like hard rock slash punk rock playlist, by the way, is three rock on emojis. And the playlist cover is Shego from Kim Possible. I'm not sure if anyone would agree that they would associate Shego with hard rock and punk and so on, but hear me out, guys, hear me out. I do have a few more songs of that vein coming up. I've got Why Should I by Sunwell and Lost Desire by Rayleigh, which is some alternative punk grunge. I heard someone call it dark indie. CanCon, FemCon. We love Canadian women here. So I hope you enjoy these two songs, and I'll be back to tell you guys some more. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back. Here we come.
The soul that was given to you.
The dragon.
Next level mind.
Really so that you once knew. Behind the rules there is a reason.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. My name is Liz, and I'm here with a guest. I picked up a guest, my friend Priyansh.
Hey, Liz. Thanks for having me on the show.
Happy to have picked you up. The two songs that you guys just heard were Lost Desire by Rayleigh, and the one before that was Why Should I by Sunwell. Priyansh, I was talking about ABBA, and I was talking about listening to some country music over the summer and so on, and how I've been trying to expand my music taste. Tell me about your music taste. What kind of music makes you happy that you like listening to?
Oh, happy?
Yeah.
I mean, like, sad songs also make me happy.
Fair enough. Yeah, totally.
If they're, you know, if, like, justice was done to them, then, and I would say, like, my music taste is very vast, and that's cause, like, I grew up in such kind of an environment with, like, different kinds of instruments, playing different kinds of instruments, and, like, my thanks to my, you know, dad, like, he also had a, you know, like, a very versatile music taste, and because of that, I got introduced to such kind of music taste, and then from that, I just, like, took on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What are some of the music that you used to listen to when you were a kid that you still listen to?
Linkin Park.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember, like, you know, back when, like, when me and my friend who used to live in the colony, we used to, like, trade stuff, like, you know, on, like, USBs.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, so he gave me this, like, track called In the End.
Yes.
I was hooked. And, yeah, like, back when I was just, like, playing side drums in, like, you know, a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about singing, but I still used to, like, sing, like, you know, Linkin Park songs and stuff, like, you know, like, get-togethers and stuff like that. So
nice. Yeah. Good. Awesome. And you still listen to Linkin Park?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. We host karaoke here at the station every third Thursday, or every fourth Thursday, rather. can I?